Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town, and it is a Football Friday, October 17th. We will attempt to tackle football at all three levels locally. High school football, the 804 broadcast, game of the week can be heard tonight here on 910 The Fan. Hokies and Hoos, of course, here at Odyssey Richmond. Big game for the top 20 ranked UVA Hoos. The Cardiac Cavs trying to get another win. Will they avoid overtime this one at home against Washington State? And then for the Washington Commanders here on Richmond's home for the Commanders, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, it's rivalry week. Dallas against Washington. Cowboys, Commanders, and we will go behind enemy lines with RJ Choppy from The Fan in Dallas, get his take on this matchup. Logan Paulson will bring him on, longtime NFL tight end and host of the Take Command podcast, will join us at 12:30. And, of course, new rule on 910 The Fan, we roll on Fridays. Live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition, where I encourage everybody to come by tomorrow for Shucktoberfest. It is going to be fantastic. It's one of my favorite events they do here every year. The entire parking lot will be filled with people, activities, pumpkin painting, games, raffles, a bounce house, dog costume contest, and more. And the proceeds for this benefit, Fetch a Cure. It's going to be a really fun event. Starting early here in the parking lot with the Bart Chucker Band taking the stage at 2 p.m. and going all the way through the night here at River City Roll. But you know how we like to start the show every day, by catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world, as Joe Flacco cannot be stopped and Max Scherzer refuses to lose. We recap it all on the Sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The Sports app.
All right, I want to start with this cool sports story here, because Bob Myers is a guy that I really like and look up to. He was the general manager for the Golden State Warriors that brought together the Splash Bros and won those titles with Steph, Clay, Draymond, and then eventually Kevin Durant. Well, he transitioned from there to ESPN and was a really good analyst. I don't think he got enough credit for that, but also was part of the team that was put together by Josh Harris. Well, he's going to actually fully commit to Josh Harris. He will now become the president of sports for Harris Blitzer Sports and Entertainment, giving the championship executive the ability to work across many of the world's top leagues. I think this is going to be really cool, as obviously he's going to work for the Sixers, right? Harris involved there in the NBA. The New Jersey Devils of the NHL, Crystal Palace of the EPL, an investment into NASCAR, Joe Gibbs Racing. Gotta love Joe Gibbs. And he will continue to support Josh Harris and the Washington Commanders. And he's been part of this ownership group here working with Josh Harris that has guided this franchise back to prominence. Big game Sunday. We'll preview it today and give out the keys to victory. But let's start with Thursday night football last night. Joe Flacco. Yes, the Flack is back. He's always elite. He finds T. Higgins for a 29-yard score, and the Bengals take the lead.
Quick throw. Higgins inside the 10. Higgins to the end zone.
And just like that, with that touchdown there, it was 14-10 Cincy. They'd go into the half up 17-10, get a field goal from McPherson in the third quarter to make it 20-10. Yeah, 20-10. But here comes Aaron Rodgers. Touchdown pass to Pat Freiermuth. Flacco scores again. Then he, Rodgers, finds Darnell Washington for a 2-yard score. And after a Bengals field goal, Aaron Rodgers gets the ball back with 2 minutes to play and his team down by 6. And that's when he connects with his tight end once again for a 68-yard catch and run into the end zone. The Steelers regain the lead.
Rodgers avoids the sack. Deep downfield, caught at the 35-yard line, and going all the way to the end zone is Freiermuth. Pat Freiermuth, 68 yards.
So Joe Flacco and the Bengals would get the ball back, and Joe Flacco just doing Flacco things. He moves the ball down the field easily. I mean, the timing, the anticipation on some of these throws, it's unbelievable to know he's just been in the building about 2 weeks here, maybe not even that long. He finds T. Higgins, who decides to not go into the end zone. Yes, T. Higgins fantasy holders were very upset with this. He stops at the goal line to set up the game-winning field goal. Here's the call.
Flacco down the sideline, caught! And sliding to a stop at the 6 is Higgins. Brilliant, just brilliant. He uses its timeouts and sets up what could be a game-winning field goal.
Field goal is good, 33-31. Flacco on top of Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. You remember last year, Joe Burrow lost over and over again when he threw for 300-plus yards and 3 touchdowns. Well, how about Joe Flacco last night? 342 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks. And here is the fail Mary, Aaron Rodgers, incomplete. Bengals get the win.
Rodgers spinning, winding up as far as he can throw it into the end zone. What's going to happen here? Knocked down. DJ Ivy knocks it away.
And that is your ball game. Joe Flacco gets the win for the Bengals. I got to hear from Mike Tomlin after the game, though. Remember, he was the one that stepped up this week and said, what are the Cleveland Browns doing? He was your day one starter, and 6 weeks into the season, you trade him to a division rival and a team that was struggling at that position. It feels like the entire state of Cleveland colluding against the state of Pennsylvania. I'm Adam Epstein. Let's move over to Major League Baseball on the Sports app. All right, let's start with the Dodgers, who have just dominated Milwaukee in this series. Mookie Betts gets things started early with this RBI double.
Ohtani is at third to start this one, and Mookie Betts puts the Dodgers on the board right away. Splits the gap. Betts on his way to second. He is in there with an RBI double. 1-0 Dodgers right out of the gates.
And they would win 3-1 to take a 3-0 series lead. How about Blue Jays Mariners? That's been the series to watch here in the ALCS. October baseball always delivers. And Vlad Guerrero was so good for so long. And now it makes me feel old to know that we're watching Vlad Guerrero Jr. dominate here. A solo shot. Let's take a listen to the call.
Guerrero drives the ball the other way. Canzone's going back. He's at the wall. It's gone. Vlad Jr. strikes again with his 5th home run of the postseason.
His 5th of the postseason. That put the Blue Jays up 6-2, and here is the final call.
Three balls and two strikes on Canzone. Here it comes. That is strike three. And this best of seven has become a best of three. The road team reigning supreme. The Blue Jays winning games three and four in Seattle.
Been really incredible this series. Game five today, 6 p.m. on FS1. Brewers Dodgers game four today on True TV. The action will continue Saturday, Brewers at the Dodgers, and then Sunday you'll have Seattle at Toronto. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. How about LeBron James on the sports app? Over to the NBA. So the season starts Tuesday, right? And James was given an initial timeline of 3 to 4 weeks for recovery. Well, this could be the first time in 23 seasons that not only is he unavailable for opening night, but the executives fear that he could miss around 20 games to start the year. The report is LeBron James could be out until December because of this injury. He's dealing with an uncertain time line for return right now. It is going to be very interesting to see the way this plays out. I mean, his body used to heal so quickly, but now he's 41. He's 41 going into year 23. It might not be the same this year for LeBron James's father. Time gets to everyone. Let's go over to college football on the sports app. So Penn State fires James Franklin. Their top choice, Kurt Cignetti. Yeah, Penn State, you're not getting your top choice. Indiana has reached a new 8-year contract with Kurt Cignetti that will make him one of the highest-paid football coaches in FBS with the annual average salary of $11.6 million. That was announced yesterday. He's guided the Hoosiers to an 11-2 record and a surprising CFP appearance in his first season. And, oh, yeah, they're 6-0 heading into the game Saturday against Michigan State. The former JMU coach has been terrific for the Hoosiers. Clemson has a big game in the ACC this weekend, taking on SMU. SMU has yet to lose in conference play. That includes last season as well. And a big hit for Clemson. They could be without quarterback Cade Klubnik, who has been a 3-year starter, but he injured his ankle late in the win over Boston College, 41-10. He's questionable for Saturday. The big game I want to know about is Tennessee against Alabama. Let's take a listen. What's at stake for this big-time matchup here? Just love the 12-team college football playoffs makes so many more games interesting here in October and November.
Well, if the Vols win, then this would catapult them off the bubble and into the conversation, because for all the reasons that Jordan just said, there's questions about this team. But if Alabama wins, it's even bigger, Greeny, because think about this. The selection committee does not hesitate to put a one-loss team ahead of an undefeated team. This could be an opportunity for Alabama to move ahead of undefeated Texas A&M in the rankings, and you know what that means? That means a top four seed and a first round bye if they can hang on to that.
I mean, it's going to be really interesting to see the way things play out here in college football over the next month. I do think the best team in football right now is Ohio State. And then after that, it's really up in the air. No, I don't think it's Miami and Carson Beck. No, I don't think it's Indiana. I don't think it's Texas A&M or Ole Miss. Could it be? One loss Alabama, one loss Oregon, one loss Georgia, one loss Tennessee. One of these one loss teams, I think, is going to step up and go undefeated to close out the season, and that will be the other favorite outside of Ohio State heading into the college football playoffs. We close out the sports app with NHL. Game tonight for the Washington Capitals, who have 6 points in this early season. They've won three straight. Coming off of a 3-2 win over the Lightning, they will take on the Wild. That is a 7 p.m. puck drop tonight. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD, live and local here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM here on a Football Friday. We're broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition, where you should be here on Saturday for Shocktoberfest. It is one of my favorite events every single year. It's going to be a good one with Bart Chucker Band getting things started at 2 p.m. All right, joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, we bring in Michael Phillips. What's going on, MP?
Adam, I am on the 10th hole right now at the Dominion.
Hey, Barney.
Barney's here as well. You may have caught that. We're at the 10th hole of the Dominion Energy Charity Classic. Beautiful day for golf out here. All of Richmond's favorite celebrities. A lot of great golfers out here. Steve Schoenfeld walking by. Runs a great tournament every year. This is the 10th edition. All the celebrities out here, Adam, today at the 10th hole at the DECC.
Well, I love to hear that, and we wanted to bring you on to focus on rivalry week, Washington against Dallas. And, you know, something that me and you called for this week was more Von Miller, right? Well, Dan Quinn announced his Week 7 captains, and it includes Von Miller. I mean, are we setting up for the Von Miller game here against the Cowboys?
I think that's a question, right? How many snaps can you give him, especially off of a ramp-up period here, it feels like, to start the season? And, you know, I want to see more Von Miller, less Bobby Wagner. I think their snaps are not being allocated correctly. That said, it sure feels like this is an opportunity for him to get a named quarterback in a big situation. It wouldn't surprise me at all if they do unleash Von Miller. This would be the time to do it, a game where arguably one or two turnovers or takeaways is going to swing this thing, because I don't think either offense is going to get stopped.
Michael Phillips with us here. MP on the mic can be heard from 10 to 12 noon talking about the Commanders game against the Cowboys. I want to get your take on the wide receiver room, and I thought it was very interesting, Cliff Kingsbury's comments yesterday about the plan in place they have for ramping up and getting more snaps for Luke McCaffrey. Am I right to complain that year two, week six, he should be getting more snaps than Chris Moore by now?
The Chris Moore thing is confusing to everybody, right? And, you know, Tay Martin getting some snaps, and then he, you know, they drop him, right? Which says, you know, he was just an extra body, but they view Chris Moore as more than that, clearly. I'm as confused as you are by it. They clearly trust him. He's had two high-profile drops in high-profile situations. He's also had some good plays, but it really just illustrates that the depth here was not impressive coming into the season, and it's still that way. And I'm with you. I don't understand it.
All right, so Terry McLaurin did not practice on Thursday, which means we're going into another game in which Washington will be without their number one wide receiver. We both had different opinions on this in the offseason. Looking back now, who is at fault for the way things have played out here?
Well, clearly not practicing was an impact. And now, you know, he's out on the practice field today. I'll be very curious to hear Dan Quinn here in a few minutes give the official game status. I don't think he'll play this weekend. I think it's indisputable at this point because he didn't practice. He was at higher risk of injury, and we've seen that from other guys as well, and we can certainly blame game that all day, but there's no doubt about it. His refusal or inability to participate in those offseason practices is absolutely the reason we are where we are.
Yeah, and we're here now, Michael, and so I want to play the blame game with you on this. It feels like this fan base is kind of divided right now. People that are like, well, Terry deserved to get paid because he's been through everything, and there are people that are like, well, Terry screwed this team over. I mean, it is very interesting because he is sitting on a massive bag of money and not playing to earn that money right now.
Yeah, you know, the question is, could you have reached that deal sooner, right? Because I think in the end, the team won the negotiation. Terry did not get what he was asking for in that deal. And so the question is, should he have caved earlier, realized that the deck was stacked against him? Should the team have given him what he wanted earlier to get him out there, understanding how important this season is? Because you look at the NFC, it's still very much up for grabs, and Terry McLaurin would be a difference maker in that quest. I'm Team Terry here. I think he had one chance to collect his bag, and it wasn't going to be after this year. I'm not unsympathetic to the people who say, you know, that it was very disruptive to the team, because it was.
Yeah, spoken like a real journalist, Michael. I'm representing the burgundy and gold here. Are you kidding me with this take, Michael? Did you really say they should have given Terry McLaurin more money when we haven't seen him out there on the field this year?
Is this the team that paid the kicker $4 million to not make kicks from 50-plus yards? Like, it's not your money, Adam. Like, nobody took it out of your bank account. The team has the money. Why not give it to your best player to keep him happy entering a pivotal year?
I mean, hindsight's 20/20. They probably should have traded him. They've got next to nothing from wide receiver one this year, and we're sitting at 3-3 going into arguably the biggest game of the season so far, because you could get to 2-0 in the division. And he did not practice on Thursday. Now, I know we're going to hear from Dan Quinn, and there is still a chance. But, I mean, looking back on this, I do think that Washington got screwed here. And everybody's probably in agreement with me that the more he does not play, the more it's pretty evident Washington got screwed giving him all that money.
Well, Washington didn't give him all that money. I would push back against that. His extension did not include a lot of new money for him. What they gave him is largely incentive-based. And, Adam, I don't know if you've noticed or not, he's not going to hit those incentives. I don't think he makes much more than he originally signed on for. I think the team won the negotiation. I don't think he got a better deal by holding out. I agree with you. It's fair to ask if they'd known this was going to happen, should they have traded him? But I don't think Terry got anything in that negotiation. The team won.
So Terry's not going to be there, but Luke McCaffrey is, and Jalen Lane is. Can we get enough from those two and maybe Zach Ertz or a little bit of Deebo Samuel? We're not sure how he's feeling. He has not practiced this week so far. Do they have enough weapons to beat the Dallas Cowboys?
Oh, yeah, Debo's out there today. He's good. You know, McNichols, Bill, Jaden running. There are absolutely enough weapons. This is a team that can score 35 points. And honestly, my question is 35 points enough to win? Because I think they put up a number that starts with a 3 on Sunday. I really do.
I'm glad you said that. That is exactly my number. I think 35 points wins this game. I don't think 34 does. I think it's a race to 35 points.
I'm worried 35 isn't enough. I mean, watch that Giants-Cowboys game. Dak is playing really well right now. I hate saying that. You hate hearing that. He's playing at an MVP caliber level right now. There's just no doubt about it. And so I worry 35 is not enough. But if they get there, I promise you I'm not going to blame the offense on Monday.
Yeah. I mean, you're right about that. I hope 35 is enough. I'm sticking with that number. I'm not going anywhere. If the defense gives up more than 35, we got bigger fish to fry. Michael, always appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
All right, catch you later.
All right, that is Michael Phillips hanging out and having fun on the golf course with Parney and friends. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So Dan Quinn is set to speak with the media here shortly. We are going to bring on Logan Paulson, Commanders tight end, and then we'll play some of this Dan Quinn audio and react to it at 1 p.m. on the Richmond Commander. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, it's rivalry week here on The Fan as Washington takes on Dallas. Commanders, Cowboys this Sunday, 4:25 kickoff on Fox. Joining us right now to preview the game is Logan Paulson, longtime NFL tight end with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. What's up, Logan?
Not much, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, and you know, I told a story earlier this week of why I hate the Cowboys so much. When I was at a game when I was like 7 years old, a Cowboys fan stepped in front of me, and I missed the game-winning pass, and I walked home heartbroken. You know, you played in this rivalry. How do you describe it from a player's perspective? The feeling that you get going up against the Cowboys.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Like, obviously, since, you know, like the advent of free agency, the rivalry is somewhat diminished. But again, it's a division opponent. And obviously, you get really familiar with those guys. You kind of understand what makes them tick. You understand kind of the things you can do in and around the play to kind of create a certain reaction from those guys. So even though it's not the rivalry that it once was, it is a lot of fun to kind of go up against people you know really well, kind of, and they know you really well. And it leads to a great level of competition. And I always felt like these games were a little bit more heightened and a little bit more stressful and a little bit more fun in the same way, because it's like you're kind of fighting someone you know really well, and there's a lot of animosity there. So I always enjoyed this rivalry. Personally, I was always always enjoyed the Philadelphia rivalry for whatever reason a little bit more, but the Cowboys were always a lot of fun.
Yeah, I love the word you use there, animosity. Do you have any hate in your blood or in your veins for the Cowboys?
I mean, obviously, being a fan of the Commanders and having played here, there's that level of animosity that just kind of naturally occurs here. But, you know, overall, not really. Like, as a player, even in college, I never really got into, like, the rivalry thing too much. Like, to me, it's just the next one, the team you got to take care of. And I know, you know, being from L.A., I'm not familiar with the acute history of the rivalry here like a lot of fans are. So, like, you know, it's fun, always fun for me to talk to fans and hear about their stories and their remembrances of these games and the players involved, and talking to Fred Smoot and Santana Moss about their experiences. Because, again, like, the history to me is somewhat tangential to my youth. But hearing the stories about how rich the rivalry is makes it a lot of fun.
Logan Paulson with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, longtime NFL tight end. Let's start with the tight ends. It was really good. I was asking for more Zach Ertz targets. He got that. He delivered in the end zone. I like what I've seen blocking from Sinnott and Bates. Do you think we see them start catching some passes as well in the next few weeks?
Yeah, I certainly hope so. I think, you know, as this offense has grown and changed, given the injuries at the perimeter receiver position spots, those guys have kind of taken on more responsibility. And again, Bates is just getting back from that groin injury, and Sinnott is kind of exploring a larger role in the offense. I think he's doing a great job. I think the next step for those guys would be to start maybe getting some featured targets, which would be great to see. And so does that happen this week? I don't know. But again, like, I think a healthy, diverse offense incorporates all your playmakers, and so are there ways that these guys can add to the offense? I certainly hope so, and I can't wait to watch to see how Cliff does that, whether it's this week or in the upcoming weeks.
Logan, the offensive line for Washington, how good have they been this season, maybe compared to the rest of the division? I like Philly's offensive line. I always feel like Dallas has big boys. Maybe can you compare and rank the NFC East O-lines from what you've seen this season?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think they're close to number one. I think they're doing a really good job. Laremy Tunsil's been a fantastic addition. Chris Paul has been a revelation at left guard. Biotis has just been playing incredibly consistent. I think you're seeing more of his leadership and athleticism this year. I think Wiley and Allegretti, kind of as they've rotated through that spot, have held down the right guard spot. But obviously you're waiting for the starter and Cosme to come back and kind of do his thing. And I think Josh Connerly's just gotten better each and every week as a pass protector and as a run blocker. So I do think they're kind of in a conversation or in contention to be in that kind of top seed. I think you got to give it to Philadelphia because Jordan Mailata, Landon Dickerson, Lane Johnson are some of the best in the world at their positions. But I do think that given this is kind of a down year for Dallas, given the struggles that the Giants are going through on the offensive line, I think the Commanders are definitely in that conversation for that second spot.
That's great to hear, because I do think we need to win in the trenches to get this victory on Sunday in Dallas. Logan Paulson with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Check out his work, Take Command, the podcast, also a Commanders analyst on the radio network. Follow him on Twitter at Logan Paulson NFL. He's doing interviews, and I really liked your segment on the Kevin Sheehan show, specifically the optimism. And so I'll set you up with this one. This defense, will the Commanders defense give up less than 35 points on Sunday? That's the number. I think it's going to be first to 35.
Yeah, I do think you're probably right, man. And I think, you know, while I have a lot of optimism that the defense will get better, I think they're going to have a really tough challenge this week with our guy Dak Prescott, man. He's playing some of the best football that I've seen as an analyst since I've been doing this job. Like, he just has a really good mastery at the moment of the timing of routes, anticipating throws, understanding the limitations and the strengths of the offenses. He's been great in the red zone, been great at the line of scrimmage, checking protections, checking route combinations, and really just featuring not only his playmakers, Pickens and CeeDee Lamb, who's obviously been hurt, but the other guys like Ryan Flournoy and Turpin are also being very productive. Jake Ferguson and tight ends are very productive. So while I do think their offensive line is struggling, I think Dak Prescott kind of covers up any issue that they're having in the offense. And I think when you're playing elite quarterbacks, it takes a Herculean effort defensively. So, you know, we'll see what Joe Wood Jr. comes up with here this week in terms of disguising coverages, pressure packages, trying to find ways to make Dak Prescott uncomfortable, because obviously they have some familiarity. But, you know, 35 points over under, man, like, I'm not touching scores this week. I just want wins, and I think they're going to need to play good football because Dak is playing out of his mind at the moment.
Yeah, it sounds like you agree with me on 35 being a good number to look at for both teams here. You played with a great running back, Alfred Morris, and then we got Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. Any comparisons, or are they just a couple of late-round studs, man?
You know, it's funny. I think in terms of personality, you know, having talked with Bill briefly a couple times and seen some of the interviews he's given, he reminds me a little bit of Alfred in the gratitude and joy that he has every day for being in the NFL. And there was something so infectious and wonderful about Alfred and his ability to just make you feel like, man, this guy's just so stoked to be here every single day. He, like, this is a blessing for him. And when I hear Bill speak, a lot of that resonates. As runners, they have very unique and distinct styles. You know, Alfred's more of a downhill, one-cut guy with great contact balance. I think Bill Kroski-Merritt is probably more talented, you know, in terms of change of direction, his ability to make people miss. But I think there's many ways to skin a cat, and I think you see it in both of them. And I think they can both have successful careers. Obviously, Alfred was tremendous when he was here in Washington, and I think Bill could have a similar trajectory as long as he stays healthy and continues to be working the way he seems to be working.
Longtime NFL tight end Logan Paulson with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. You can hear him as part of the Commanders radio broadcast and also the Take Command podcast. We've been wondering this, and I want you to just explain this to me like I'm stupid, Logan. Why is Chris Moore getting so many more snaps than Luke McCaffrey?
I think, honestly, people forget that Chris Moore's been in the league for a long time. I think this is his 9th year, 10th year, something like that. And I will say, like, when you're on a roster and when you're a coach, one of the things, and as a player too, one of the things you really value that maybe fans don't feel as much is trust. And one of the things that experience gives you in the NFL is it gives you a lot of trust equity. And I think when you watch Moore, you see some of the banked reps that he's accrued over the course of his career, like just little savvy veteran things, veteran moments where you're like, oh, a younger player probably doesn't see that or doesn't run the route that way or makes a mistake here in terms of how he's going to run the pick on this player. So I think that's something that maybe the layperson doesn't understand because I've never been in a room. But having someone like this was me near the end of my career. Like, I would play a lot over younger, more talented guys because the coaching staff trusted me to do the right thing. And I think that's what you're getting with Moore. And that's not to besmirch or take away from anything Luke's done. It's been great to watch Luke kind of blossom and grow each and every week also. But I do think that trust and confidence that Moore gives the offense is very, very valuable.
I totally understand that about Cliff trusting Chris Moore, and he made a great big grab in the end zone. And you're right, like, he's got so much experience. He's run all these routes in actual games. They can watch footage of that. But in terms of Luke McCaffrey, like, how does he earn more trust? He's had, you know, success in the last few weeks. Personally, I think there needs to be an urgency from the coaching staff to get him more reps, given the fact that McLaurin's out.
Yeah, and I do think he is getting more reps. I think he's getting more opportunities than he would if Terry was healthy. And I think he's, like you've talked about, he's done a great job maximizing those reps. And I think you talked about how do you earn trust. He's doing exactly what you need to do. He's being very effective and physical in the kick return game. He's blocking. He knows his assignments on the perimeter. He's getting opportunities down the field. All of those things are extremely critical to building trust and letting not only Cliff see it, but let Jaden get more confident in him as well. And so I do think, like, people want to rush that process. They want to say Luke should be the guy right now. And in my estimation, he's working towards that. And I think that's been really cool to see from Luke.
Logan, Jaden Daniels. So here's what I was saying on my show. So the first week he plays, we score 21 points. He did have that mistake right before the half. The second week he gets hurt, and then he's out. All right, and then he came back against LA, played a game, and now he's played two games in a row. This isn't the first time his sophomore season he's played three games in a row. Do you feel like you're starting to see him develop some rhythm, some timing, and get back to his old self here?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, maybe not. Maybe people don't understand. I thought he played really, really well in the Bears game. And I know he had the disastrous mistake at the end of the game, which is inexcusable, and he said just as much. But I think when you watch the down-to-down production that he's bringing, the ability to anticipate throws, the ability to elevate broken or covered plays in the offense is really fantastic. And it's this thing, it's this moment, like when you're watching tape where you kind of say, oh no, like they have no answer here. And then Jaden Daniels does something spectacular, buys a little bit of time, makes a tough throw, or uses his feet and is able to scramble for a first down. I think you're starting to definitely see shades of that, shades of the player that was so dominant last year. And I think as he gets more comfortable and confident, he's just going to be more productive. And honestly, I think this week versus the Cowboys, he's going to have a monstrous week. I think this defense is perfectly constructed for him to just have a monstrous day. So all of this dialogue about is he back, like where is he at, I think is a little, unnecessary, because I think he's playing well, and I think this week will kind of quell all those doubters or people that are still on the fence about where he's back in terms of his return.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think he's due for a great game, and he's due for a win himself against the Dallas Cowboys. Logan, thanks for joining the show, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Adam, thanks, man. Always a pleasure talking with you.
Yep, that's our buddy Logan Paulson, longtime NFL tight end. Check him out on Twitter, at Logan Paulson NFL. I'm Adam Epstein, at AWAD Radio, AWADDRADIO. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So Dan Quinn just spoke with the media, and he did announce Terry McLaurin is out on Sunday. So Terry McLaurin's out on Sunday. He gave you guys a little bit of reasoning why, as of course this is a very frustrating injury for all of us, the fans, McLaurin, and of course the coaching staff and front office that just paid him a big bag of money to be our wide receiver one. So let's hear Dan Quinn speaking with the media just a few minutes ago. Here's Dan Quinn at the podium after the final practice of the week.
All right. So quick. Let's get started. Captains and all these guys started their football journey in Texas, so I think that was kind of cool. But on offense, I mean, Chris Paul, I thought, what a great story. Man, just staying with it. He's been impactful in the run game, just, you know, pumped to see him, you know, continue to develop and grow, and playing right next to Laramie in the run game, it's been big for us. Defensively, Vaughn, and right out of DeSoto, where there is that's a football town. And so pumped to have him in as a captain, you know, heading into Dallas on special teams, be Tyler Owens. So another guy who's growing and Plano East, and he's been relentless and one of our heavy hitters on special teams. So those are the guys there. I figured we're only going to rule one player out, give you the injury update. So that'll be Terry. And as far as everyone else, we'll kind of work through tomorrow to get there. And then heading into, you know, into the game, we hit a bunch this week on our complimentary ball, the things that we're going to do to really be, you know, our best and most aggressive, you know, right from the beginning. So those are a couple of topics, and get rocking with you guys.
What was he able to do today?
Yeah, so he was able to get reps today, and that was the plan, to see where it'd ramp up. And, you know, so it was nice to see him, you know, kind of get the full complement of stuff today.
Terry, at one point you thought he was going to practice more this week, and then you did was it a workout with him? What happened there? What aren't you guys seeing with him?
Yeah, and it's frustrating for him because he's working at it hard, and with an injury like this, this is a speed player, and so on movements where you're jogging or not, you know, fully there, you know, it's just not ready yet. And that sometimes happens, you know, when you have a soft tissue injury and you're wanting it to get there, but you have to push it at the top speeds. And so sometimes, John, that's an acceleration. Sometimes it's decel, how hard you have to plant and turn. So, like I said, he's working at hard. He's frustrated, but we're closer. And as we've been going week to week, it can be difficult on a injury that you have to test and push at high speed. And you need volume at it, you need reps at it, and it's good to see him running routes and doing that. But once we kind of got to that space, we're just not all the way there yet.
Just to clarify, everybody but Terry's full go or not decided?
Terry's the one I'm ruling out.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be awesome. I would love that.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great? Sam Cosmi.
We'll get there.
Do you expect him to play?
He had a really good week. So both him and Jonathan Jones, I thought, really nailed the week, the preparation. So we're going to meet together tonight. But he threw a great week, so I'm pumped.
I think I'm good.
You're good?
Okay.
No extras this week. All right.
Dan, is it fair to say that Terry's injury has lingered much longer than you all thought it would?
Yeah, and I think, you know, like the easy question was like, why not IR? Like, well, two ways. Like, you don't want to go there if he's earlier, and then like all of a sudden you're like, after, you know, two or three, you're like, man, that's there. So it's like that fine balance when you're right in the space. And so I think that's what, you know, they're not just as easy as, hey, this is no matter what, 2 weeks or 4 weeks or that. When it's really a longer one, that makes those decisions easier. But for a player with his speed, that's the part. And he hadn't been injured a lot, thank goodness. And so, you know, learning how to go where it is, what it feels like, but for a speed, like, it's just different, you know. It's not playing guard or defensive tackle, where those are things that you can work yourself through. But man, at receiver and corner and spots like that, that's a lot harder. And I'm glad to see the routes and the speed, but we also want them as long as we can too, DA. So as frustrating as it's for him, we're just not there yet. But we're pushing, and you know, I'm hopeful that it's sooner than later.
Hey, Coach. You talk about the identity of the team through six games. What would you say the identity of the team is right now?
Yeah, it's almost like an incomplete grade in a way, Donna. And the reason I say that on what I told the team on Monday is like a complimentary ball. When we see it, we know what it looks like. Too many times where we haven't, it's been up and down. And you can win a game, you know, where you're off here and there, but to be consistent with it, it has to be all the time. And I think that's where we've been, like the inconsistent part of identity. Sometimes, man, that's it, I'm pointing it out. And so that's what I'm working hard to make sure we get to that spot where it's all the way through. And once we hit into that space, then I wanna see sustaining it. And so I've seen it in this, seen it in this. And so that's my goal. So it's incomplete right now, because as six games in, we've had some times where, man, that's exactly what we want, and then there's some others that doesn't look like it. And so I just try to point it out and punch our way through it to make sure that, like, that's what I believe in. You practice, you keep digging at it, and you finding it along the way. There's people that are starting to make their marks, which I like too, Donna, because they're demonstrating more times, more spots to go do it, and that only adds to it. But yeah, we've got to find it week after week after week.
Hey, Coach. And so one of my questions was actually around this point of the complementary football, or rather, as you just said, the need to be more consistent in that area. So yep. What are you, have you thought through, I'm assuming so, but, you know, in thinking through, what are some of the contributing factors to why you all haven't been able to execute that consistency?
Yeah. If there was one thing, I mean, I'd already have my hand on it. Not happy with where our turnover margin is, you know, to be six games in and be in the minus. You've heard me talk a number of times, Ken, it takes both sides, you know, to make sure we're getting into the plus. So that one, top of the pile for me, top of the pile. And you got to keep battling to go do that and demonstrate it over and over. Saw a step forward with LA with it. And there's some others where we had chances to get it, but we didn't. But we've got to make sure there's great decisions with it as well. So that's at the top of it. We'll be at our best also in tackling, breaking tackles. So those are two margins that I look at a lot, the turnover margin and the tackling margin. Because I feel like on the field position, I'm pleased, Candy, with the kickoff coverage, the kickoff return teams. I want to see us pedal downhill, meaning I like where we're at and continue to, you know, push that spot. But those are two of the ones that are right at the top to me. Then the third one is the explosive play margin, where when you win those in the game, you win your tackling battle, you win the ball battle, and you win the explosive plays, that's where we can hit our spots. So those are three spots that I dig in hard with the team each and every week. And when we hit those consistently, the story kind of writes itself. But we have not hit those consistently, and that's what we're aiming to do.
At the Dallas Cowboys, what have you seen so far in what they have shown on the film?
Well, kind of in the different phases on the special team side with Turpin, you know, I'm assuming being back, we know full well what he can do as a returner, both on the punt return and the kick return side. So he's got quickness. He can get out to the edge. Defensively, I've been impressed by their front. They're a hard charging group, like playing a lot of guys to go. I'm familiar with a lot of them, with Dante and Sam and Osa and some others. So I know the stylistic way that they play. And so our front and theirs, that's what I'm looking at in the matchups. Can our run game and the play passes be like we need it? And then offensively, it feels like Dak is just anticipating really well in terms of throwing and delivering the ball to the right spot. The receivers, the tight end, they're all in there. And then the running back, who I didn't have a chance to work with, coached against him when he was at Denver with Williams. I thought he was early on, that was a tough tackle. And I see that same play style and attitude from him. So that's what I see from the group. And then what's also fun about division games, the players know one another a little better too. Although the play calling is different, from them this year, from offense and defense and special teams, but there's still a familiarity when you go against the division teams. And so for us to get back in the division, like, man, it's cool.
Dan, just curious, Robbie Chosen, where do you see his progress at this point, and is it possible he gets elevated here in the next, this week or next?
The part for him that I've been impressed by, Ben, is the ability to come and, like, just learn it this quickly. Many early mornings you see him in, you know, with either Bobby or Dre, or late at night, so you can tell this is a hungry player, you know, to prove it. When he came for the workout, you could see an intensity about him. When I want this shot, I want this moment, I want this chance, and I appreciate competitors like that, because when you have something to prove, you know, like, it's right there and you're not on a team and you want it badly. So I felt that, you know, like, his hunger index is high. And so I've been pleased with what I've seen from practice, and so he's a guy that's making his move.
And we'll find out about Doran's situation later, but you've already had a bunch of injuries at that one spot. He's at least somewhat hurt at the moment. I know the next man up mentality is what you guys preach, but at some point, what's the challenge of trying to field this group when you just continually losing guys over the course of the year?
Yeah, when the adversity comes, there's always a contingency plan of how you want to react and how you want to, not really react as much as respond to, like, what you need to do into that spot. And I've got confidence where he's heading into the week, but there's also a plan, you know, how do you adjust and how do you improvise into those spots. On the other side of those injuries are some good things that come when people are gaining experience and playing. It's difficult to go through. And, you know, as guys are starting to make their way back, that's a good thing for us. But as far as goes, contingency planning, we'll be prepared if that happens. Solid catch.
Are you?
We do not have to do three. We can just call it a day and head to Dallas.
I was just going to ask about Treylon Burks. I guess, yes, the role you envision for him, and then also specifically with regards to his health. I know that he had a collarbone injury, yes, or something. How is he doing?
So we're excited he's here. He's somebody that from Adam's side and the scouting, and we're excited. The coaches were excited. So he had a couple of trips that he's, you know, went to visit, and we just wanted to lay out, hey man, this is what it would look like here and how we would feature you to go. So we're very excited. Today was like my first, he came for a workout, but today was my first day spending, you know, a lot of time with him, and we're very excited. And so he'll go kind of the same process that Robbie went through a couple weeks ago, just the extra work to get there and learn it. And you know, like, that's what it's all about, as this chapter's in, you know, starting from here. We're really pumped that he's part of it.
You've probably seen Jalen Lane a little bit more than you anticipated in his rookie year, just given the injuries at receiver. What sort of growth have you seen from him, you know, with this opportunity as yet?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And coming in, we knew from the return side, that was clear, you know, from the clips from Middle Tennessee and at Tech. Where I think I've seen the most growth from him is in the route running and the techniques there. And so you've seen him apply the actual, you know, whether it be drill work or the coaching techniques into it. We had a play yesterday, even in a 2 minute at the, we were simulating an end of the game play. And so the details that went into that, the route, the catch, getting it clocked to go, he's really thriving in it. And it's nice to see, like, there's a lot, you know, of space for him to grow, but we're really pleased with where he's at.
All right, that is head coach Dan Quinn, who spoke to the media today just about 20 minutes ago. We wanted to play that because how important Terry McLaurin's injury is for this team and this franchise here. I mean, I think the frustrating part about the injury is the confusion with the timeline, right? The coaching staff in the front office obviously thought it wasn't smart to put him on IR. Hindsight's always 20/20. He probably should have gone on IR. Dan Quinn saying he's running routes, but the staff doesn't truly feel like he's all the way back. I'll react to that press conference and more on the Richmond Commander when we return here on The Fan.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.